Like a Virgin.
With Abby and Tyrone.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin
on Triple J.
That's right, it is time for Like a Virgin here on Triple J. Abby and Tyrone with you for brekkie, and I actually cannot believe our luck that we are in the studio right now with the Julia Jacklin. Julia, welcome back to Triple J. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you guys?
Very good. Very excited for this. First of all, are you ever called Jujack? Because I found myself calling you Jujack before, and I don't know if it's a natural nickname. You hear that?
That's happened a few times.
Okay.
Yeah, it's usually more, I get Juju.
Oh.
Juju.
Yeah, Juju.
On that beat.
My family calls me Juju.
Abby has influenced me to say Jujack.
I like it.
Every now and then.
I feel like my PE teacher in high school call me Jujack.
It has a bit of PE teacher.
PE teacher.
All right,
energy.
Beep test, come on, Jujack. On the court.
Jujack's hit and reach test, come on.
No, I like it.
Well, we have been using the name Julia Jacklin a lot lately because you're gearing up for this brand new album. Not only are we doing Like a Virgin very soon, but The Gem is out in September. I read that there was a cemetery that you'd visit during the making of this album. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes.
Coburg Cemetery. Shout out. Everyone there.
What was so special about the cemetery? What's the joke, the bit? People are dying to get in there.
It's PE teacher.
Yeah, I mean, I have.
Sorry.
I do sometimes when I'm there, I'm like, where would I go? And I don't know. I just started going there when I was making this record. And then I just felt like I had to keep going. It felt like it was part of the process. And I listened to all the mixes there. I had like a celebration there with the band when we finished the record. We like had a beer, poured some beer out for the people there.
Mm.
I love that they're
everyone should visit.
They're the ones who get to hear this album first.
They did.
Speaking of listening to this album, there was a comment on one of your posts that read, "I'm waiting until the whole album drops to listen. I want to hear it front to back as one experience, patiently waiting." What would you say would be the best way to experience this album when it comes out?
Oh, I don't know. I'm really into watching the sunset right now. You know, it's like not a hot take, but I don't know. I feel like you should be on a hill alone.
Ooh, okay.
I think alone for the first listen.
Another comment that had me very excited that I saw on your Instagram is a comment from C-Matt. Hello.
I know. I was talking about this the other day because, you know, I've been doing this for a long time now. It is my job. Things don't feel like as exciting as they used to. But that felt really exciting for me.
Really?
I felt like I was starstruck in my own comment section.
You guys feel like kindred in a way. Yeah. Like I'm surprised that you aren't friends.
And I didn't think, you know, you'd never know who's aware of you or whatever. So, yeah, when I saw that, it felt like something was being passed along, you know.
And I've noticed as well in the lead up to this new record that you've been capturing a lot of stuff on this old, I think it's a camcorder, it must be, a lot of this gorgeous footage.
Yeah.
Did you want to do this for this upcoming album, like to document it?
Yeah, all my other records, I have basically no footage of making it or any photos. So I wanted to try, there's quite a lot of footage of making it the record, which I'll put out at some point. But there's so much pressure to have so much visual content now. And I find it pretty overwhelming and unfair on artists because, I don't know, a lot of us aren't good at that and we're not, I don't know, it can make this job quite removed from the music. And I just feel for a lot of younger people who are coming up now because I didn't have that pressure. Like I wasn't really, and the camcorder just feels a little bit more, I don't know, it feels like it fits in with the creative process because it's not taking up too much space. It's like, it's also not, you know, capturing everybody in HD and making us like hate ourselves.
Yeah, I love it. It's just like, archival as documentation for this moment in time when you're making the album,
yeah.
right? Rather than just pumping it out to socials.
Do yeah. the TikTok dance too. I wish. Very soon. Coming soon.
Please.
Please. Julia Jacklin here in the studio with us. We're about to get into your original For Like A Version. Please tell us, what will you be performing?
Me and my band will be performing Get Away From Me. I Think I Love You Soon.
Very
I think I'll love you soon.
For a second I went, have I been saying it wrong this whole time?
That was me.
Get Away From Me, I Think I'll Love You Soon. Julia Jacklin, take it away. Jacklin in the Like A Version studio performing her original Get Away From Me, I Think I'll Love You Soon. We have been loving hearing this one on Triple J in its recorded version, but hearing a live rendition is very, very special. I mean, how do you like performing this one?
Yeah, this one is just, it's at 100 from the start to the end, which can be kind of, yeah, it's also quite short. Yeah, it's just, it's fun. It's fun.
It's and, a sprint.
Yeah, and like not all my songs are fun. So it's good.
This is the first song you gave us in the lead up to The Gem, mm-hmm. This upcoming album. How did you find the response to this song after putting it out?
I think it's been pretty good. Yeah.
It's been great. I've been singing it around the office. I haven't stopped.
It's really hard to tell. Like, I can't wait until the tour starts because that's when I see how things have been received because it's... At the moment, it's like I'm trying not to look too much on the internet, you know, in comment sections and stuff. But so I'm like, I think people are having a good time with it.
We're having a good time with it. If we can speak on behalf of the people.
Cool. Great. Yeah. I can't wait to play it live and just see to see how it's been received in that way.
Yeah, I saw that you performed on Spicks and Specs and you performed I Wish. And something that I noticed is that you weren't playing guitar in that performance.
Yes.
Do you have a preference of whether you like playing guitar when you perform or not?
Honestly, I'm in like a weird transitional phase with guitar. So that was just me kind of going, I'm just not going to play guitar on this one.
Yeah.
And just sing, especially on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that was my first time on the TV.
On the television.
Well, Tyrone was on, I think, the episode beforehand.
I know.
So yeah. You're both Spicks and Specs alumni on this season.
Yeah.
But it is weird being on TV. It's an awkward experience.
Yeah, you know? It's strange. It doesn't feel... Yeah, it's a strange human experience. So I'm like, I am here and I am alive. But also, the setting makes me feel
But also,
like
what is real?
I am not... present in my own life.
Say that.
So yeah, anyway, that's my long answer for why I wasn't playing guitar.
We could go full couples therapy here, I feel, with the guitar, but there is a cover that we have to get to. Abby and Tyrone here with you on Breakfast. Julia Jacklin is here and we're about to find out what she will be covering for Like a Virgin. Now, we have been giving you the clue that this song is all about routine. So text in your guesses, 0439 75 7555, and we're going to hear from you and Julia up after the news.
Like a Virgin
with Abby and Tyrone.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
1, 2, 3, huh?
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin
on Triple J.
On Triple J, Abby and Tyrone with you for your Friday morning here on Breakfast in the studio, joined by the wonderful Julia Jacklin for Like a Virgin. And Julia, it's not your first time in the Like a Virgin studio, and it would be remiss of us not to talk about the last time you were here in this studio, 2017, covering The Strokes, Someday. One of my favourite all-time Like a Virgins.
You must hear that a lot.
Yeah, I think that was why I was nervous to do it again because I felt like that one went really well.
Yeah, you nailed it the first
and
time.
And so I was kind of like, why why do it again?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. But that was 9 years ago.
What is your relationship with that cover?
We've been on a long journey together.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was so green when I did that. It was my first experience being on the internet in that way. Now I love it. Now I love it. I think it was just quite overwhelming at the time. But I actually listened to it the other day for the first time in years, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's why people like it. It's good.
You're like, yeah, I killed that, actually.
yeah, it's so funny. It's always weird being the person. You can never see it from or hear it in the way that other people can.
Yeah, I mean, we love it, of course. And we've had so many people, even just interview guests of ours, who have come into this studio and gone, oh, my God, this is where Julia Jacklin covered Someday by The Strokes. Do you know the show The Summer I Turned Pretty?
Yeah.
So the lead actress, Lola Tung, walked in when we interviewed her, and that was the first thing she said.
She said, this is the studio, Julia Jacklin covered The Strokes.
The studio. And that's not all. We wanted to play you this. Gigi Perez wrote to Conchetta and Luca on how it was her favourite Like a Virgin of all time. We wanted to take a listen.
I was 17 whenever Julia Jacklin did Someday.
We've got
by
it
the
right
Strokes.
Here.
That can make me tear up.
One of the all-time greats.
Absolutely.
Send you back? Do you remember?
Seriously,
being
hearing that guitar just for a second, like, yeah, just seeing that and, you know, watching feels like it led me to here. So
that's so cool. That's so cool because it's like, I don't know. I was so nervous and I was so insecure and self-conscious when I did that. And now I just can like look back and I'm just, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, you know? 100%.
Julia Jacklin in the studio with us. And we are about to get into the cover for Like a Virgin here on this Friday morning. And we have been giving out the clue all morning. You're covering a song about routine and the time has come. Julia, what song are we covering this morning?
Okay, here we go. We are covering Every Morning by Sugar Ray.
Oh, one of the most iconic. I don't know what you would call it. The little ding, 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 ding.
The riff.
The riff. Oh, such an iconic riff. Yeah. An iconic song. I mean, what does this song remind you of? Like, where does it take you when you listen to this song?
It takes me back to a time before the world told me, you know, what I should listen to and like, you know. I think it was, I feel like when I was a kid was the last time I was listening to like top 40 radio, and I just remember loving this song as a child, and I still do love it. And it's actually been, it's been a reference. Every record I've made, I've referenced this song in some way.
Really?
Yeah. And like, it's confused some producers I've worked with, but, yeah, it was also, it was a reference on The Jam, the song.
Like sonically or like in the lyrics?
I find this song is so spirited, and that is what I'm always trying to do as a songwriter and as a recording artist, is how to just capture something that just feels vibrant and spirited. And this song makes me, it makes me feel good to be alive.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the vibrant through the blonde frosted tips and the spirit through that soul patch, that goatee, you know?
Exactly. And just the colors of that time, like those music videos.
It's all,
like,
all brighter.
Oh, it was over, bright. Overexposed lighting and the saturation was through the roof, you know?
It's all a bit orange.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. For Like a Version, Julia Jacklin covering Sugar Ray every morning. Julia, whenever you're ready.
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my glove.
morning, Julia Jacqueline back in the Like a Virgin studio taking on Sugar Ray's every morning.
That's crazy. Sorry, that sentence I feel like is just going to really make people's day.
I know. I think a lot of people were reliving, you know, that era that we were talking about so fondly before you getting into the cover, reliving that this morning.
Can cool. I just say, you and Jacob were like born to sing together as well.
Oh, yeah. I love singing with Jacob. Shout out to Jacob Diamond, who's in my band. Yeah.
Even the water bottle is stunned.
Yeah. We love singing together.
Yeah, such an incredible band that you have, and many of whom have contributed to this new album. September is coming. The Gem is out September 25th. Are you doing anything to celebrate on album day? What do you like to do on the day of an album release?
Yeah, I actually wrote in my diary that I need to remember that day has to be for me. And that I need to not look at the internet. So I think I'm going to, like, I don't know, go to a sauna maybe, go for a big long walk, look at the trees, look at the birds, like just remember it's not that serious.
That's great.
Yeah.
I can't wait. We have been so excited to receive whatever the Gem has to offer us. Julia Jacqueline, before we let you go, we do need to ask, surely some Australian dates maybe on the horizon.
We're just going
to
keep pestering you, because when we did talk to you last, you said we'll save the best till last. It's our duty here to pester you once we see you.
I wish I could just post my emails on Instagram, just so everybody is aware.
Yes,
that things are happening.
There's conversations being
conversations. There's just, you know, being a touring artist that goes everywhere. It's just like there's just lots of emails.
You mean it's logistically difficult to tour as an artist in the year of 2026?
Yeah.
What?
Shock horror.
And put out an album, huh?
But it is coming, and I feel bad because I know I don't want anyone to feel like I've forgotten my roots.
I don't think anyone's worried about that. I mean, you're here doing Like a Virgin, an absolute treat. Julia will be ready and waiting for whenever those dates happen. But for now, this album is what we have to look forward to. The Gem, September 25th. What a treat. Julia, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Abby and Tyrone with you. We're going to let you know who's coming in for Like a Virgin next week. Very, very soon. Stick around.